participate.
See, you're so concerned with what people think of you instead of just thinking you're doing something for a good cause and you're going to be healthy running outside, which will be better than what you normally do on Saturday mornings.
Sleep.
Which is important, too. You need your sleep to be a good runner. You need to eat right, Brad.
Yes.
I just had a banana.
Yes.
I'm drinking water.
Good. I've got yogurt ready to go.
It's okay, good.
Yeah.
So stop being so concerned with being embarrassed about your running and just go out there and run.
Why
do you care so much?
I'm not going to have a good time. I'm going to have like one, I'll be like in the bottom 10 finishers.
Now, after you ran you ran a much harder race in the Martha Jeff
8K. Yeah, that's
true. What are you so concerned about?
I'm not training right.
You know,
I need a pick me up speech from Mark Lorenzoni over at Ragged Mountain.
Let's be honest, Brad.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
Okay.
You're scared.
I'm a little scared.
You're scared.
Well, and I couldn't walk for 2 days after that 8K.
You need to just take baby steps instead of being like, okay, I'm going to go run a marathon tomorrow.
Right.
Go for a walk.
Do the training program.
Go do the training program.
Yeah.
But again, you just aren't motivated. You're lazy and you're tired. And I'm going to get on you, and I'm going to be a little harder on you than I'm used to. And this is real. This is real stuff here.
No, it really is.
And that's your sports.
All right. Thanks, Mikey B.
You got it.
What happened in sports yesterday, by the way?
I'll make it quick, because I know we just ranted. I'm just angry at you.
Yeah, I understand.
I have to come in here and teach how to dress. That's the first problem. Thank God you got a haircut.
Yeah.
That mop is now off your head.
This is terrible. It's like the problems in our relationship are all over the air now.
Yeah, your lettuce is just looking terrible up there, but the haircut has helped. UVA baseball tonight.
Yes.
You still haven't been any of my games, just saying. Versus the Georgetown Hoyas at 6 o'clock. Looking forward to the game. Cavaliers 31-3. The Hoyas 18-16. Hopefully this rain goes away, comes back another day. Mm-hmm. Milli Vanilli style, blame it on the rain. But
yes,
$2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and free cone day from Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
So get the hookup there. Cavs also play tomorrow versus Coastal Carolina. Women's basketball news, new head coach Joanne Boyle. She'll be Well, she was introduced yesterday to the media, her press conference, thanking the fans. Play the audio.
Joanne Boyle. Here she is.
Being in coaching against UVA for a number of years equips me with unique appreciation for Cavalier fans. Their support, cultivated by the success of Coach Ryan's teams, is legendary in the ACC.
She said she's looking forward to being the coach of the University of Virginia. She also recognized that Brad Savage and 106.1 The Corner are great radio stations.
Well, that is one good reason to move here.
That's part of the reason, she said.
It is.
Weird. I'm having trouble finding the audio, unfortunately, on that one. Major League Baseball, Nats and O's had the night off. Minnesota Lynx from the WNBA draft, Maya Moore.
Yeah.
She's the first pick in the draft, led UConn to a couple championships, the Final Four this season. She'll team up with your girl, Monica Wright.
That's right.
What do you think of the tandem of them together in the scoring punch?
It'll bring them straight to the lead of the charts.
This is not music and not Billboard.
I mean, the lead of the, what do you call it? The score statistics.
Kemba Walker has decided to leave UConn and go pro. He won a national championship, of course, with the University of Connecticut. That's your look at sports, Brad. There's more, but I'll end there to stop the embarrassment that is our sports
cast. That's terrific. Hey, Fridays After 5 starts this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
This Friday.
You going?
I'm going. I have to go because we're going to give away the first 106 Corner t-shirts. The t-shirt design contest is over.
Oh, so you're giving them out
there. We have a winner and your first chance to get
one. Which one won?
We've got all five of them on the wall
here. No, which one won?
I can't tell you. You have to come to Fridays After 5.
Can I get one?
Yeah, you can get one if you get a text in our text club. That's going to be your secret pass to how to get a t-shirt. Then Saturday, drive-by truckers. And then April 28th, the Doobie Brothers are coming.
Oh, that's cool.
And tickets are on sale now. And I got to play you this because this is awesome. We're going to play from 1976. This is a guy named Coyote McLeod. He's one of the greatest DJs of all time, Mikey B.
Okay.
And he died last week.
Oh.
But listen to his intro, doing the intro, talking over the beginning of this Doobie Brothers song.
Right.
And then think about, I want to go see the Doobie Brothers. But, okay, so in
Let's
tribute
hear it.
To
Let's
Coyote,
hear it.
Listen to this. This is awesome. This is how my show is going to be starting tomorrow.
Mama, lock up your sheep. The coyote's on the howl tonight.
Oh.
Cooking black, cooking past, tasting dry.
awesome, or is that awesome?
You're like a radio Greek. I enjoy it. You could learn something from him.
I could totally learn something from that guy. It makes me want to go see the Doobie Brothers.
So now you got to play them, right?
And now we got to play that exact same
song. So do it.
Song.
Come on, Brad.
And we're going to see if I can talk right to the vocal.
Here you
just
go.
Just like that egg-sucking, nitty-gritty, low-riding rock and roll. I still have 10 seconds. Are you going to this concert, Mikey D?
Stop talking to me. Introduce the song.
April 28th at the Antelos Wireless Pavilion. Win tickets from 106.1 The Corner.
Love it.